Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Hey, hey, Carolyn, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy 250th. I think I'll wear my flag dress every week. Should I do that?
Sure, why not? I mean, you can't ever get tired of that message. And I think with all the World Cup people coming and celebrating our great country, it's perfect to capture the spirit of all that. Welcome, everybody. We are live with Dr. Carolyn Dean, and this is her 14th year or so of doing this broadcast, this podcast, once a radio show. Well, started off as a teleconference, actually. Then it became a radio show. Now it's a podcast. And she never ceases to turn out fantastic information that people really need about how to use natural strategies to take care of your health, and not just take care of your health, but actually live longer. And she's got the proof of concept. She's got the proof of the outcomes, and she's here ready to share it with you tonight. Be sure to like the live on YouTube and on X. And let the algorithm know you're happy with the content and you're going to be back. So, Carolyn, what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, exactly what you just started with about the proof of concept of our longevity work. Yeah, each week I want to talk about the Maui Reset pilot study. If you go to our Dr. Carolyn Dean page, you'll see on the home page. I mean, I'm going there right now, and it comes up, this study. And there we go. It says, slowing your aging, Maui Reset Pilot Study, slowing your aging, support your cells. So you can enter there, or you can scroll down and see our blogs that I'll be talking about in a minute. So the only thing that's changed is what you see when you come in to the website. When you go to support your cells, then it'll talk about the different aspects of lowering your biological age, starting your 90-day reset, the protocols, viewing the research study. So it's all there. It's a lot of information, very, very intricate, very interlocking. And why I'm talking about it, it's that we're bringing the evidence to our customers about what you're getting out of the formulas. Yeah. This is what you're achieving with our formulas. And it's the best way of marketing our formulas because, frankly, advertising on social media is a literal coin flip. And it's the wild, wild west out there with hundreds of thousands of supplements. So we put out our posts on social media that can't say anything about what our formulas can do. We try to pull people in to get information, but the FDA has restricted us saying anything that can be misinterpreted as a health claim. And then people will try, say, our REMAG, and they don't read the labels, and they'll take a swig, even though we tell them to dilute it on the label. So they put it straight in their mouth and they say blech and return it for a refund. And so their remake goes into a landfill. So by encouraging our customers to get involved, we know they can tell people about the taste and to use the our vitamin C reset berry powder to get their vitamin C and to mask the taste. So we have a program that we're offering to customers and their friends. So we're going to be talking about this every week too. And Ginny's going to explain how it works, if you could, Ginny.
Oh, sure. We have an affiliate program, and the affiliate program can be as aggressive or as simple as you like. And, you know, back in the day when we first started, we had a little thing called Referral Candy, and that app got phased out and now it got turned into what it is right now. And so the word affiliate, you know, people get all wigged out about it and think, I don't want to be an affiliate marketer. We're not talking about that. It's really just a mechanism to compensate you for referrals. So you look at the Maui Reset study, you're like, holy cow, I did not know that I was losing my this age and all these great things were happening. I was just taking my formulas. But now that I can put it in this kind of a way, I want to tell my sisters, I want to tell my friend who's in my class, econ class or whatever. I want to tell people at pickleball, where everybody seems to go these days. And then when you do, you can get a little nice little kickback. And everybody knows economic times are challenging. So this is a great way. Put a couple extra bucks in your gas tank and make a difference for people, because the longevity world is about to consume everybody. It's going to become a pharma obsession. Everybody's going to want to do it, and it's expensive, but our protocol is not expensive and it works, and we've got the clinical proof. Right, Carolyn?
Yeah, perfectly said. Perfect. Yeah. So we want people to get involved because, as I said, it's the customers who are always referring our products, referring people to our products, and now they'll benefit in more ways than just good health.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're interested in doing that, you always see the customer service number right across the bottom. Just call the customer experience team. We're making it as easy for you as possible, or email questions at drcarolyndean.com. And just say, hey, I'd like to get a kickback on my referrals. And our customer experience team will reach out to you and make it super, super simple. It does not have to be complicated.
Right. Our first idea was to, and we are including a flyer with your orders. So when you order products, you'll get this information. But for folks on the radio, we figured we should just tell you, as Ginny said, to call customer service, because you're telling people all the time. So why shouldn't you benefit? Now, do their friends benefit as well?
Well, they get the bundle. You know, they get the bundle at a discount. The bundle's nicely discounted on the website. And then on top of that, they are, if you refer somebody, you get a nice little kickback. And then they can turn around and refer people and get a kickback too. So it'll mm-hmm. it'll work in that kind of a cascading way. Not an MLM way, just a nice little cascading way.
Yes, and we don't usually talk about pricing. You know, it's just so whatever, cliche, but seriously, seven products for like $240 is really, I mean, that's the price of four people going out to dinner. And that's a month's worth of this bundle. You see, we did the study with seven products, and we know from looking at our intake of product sales that people are not taking all seven. So we do want to encourage that, because that will give the interactive benefits of what we achieved with the Maui Reset study. Like Ginny said, you slow your aging. Six of the people slowed their aging by an average of 4 years. Six of the 10 on the formulas. The other four had stress issues, health issues, hospitalization, etc. So we saw what the enormous stressors due to the body. And yet these people, we didn't kick them off the study because they went off protocol. We kept them on the formulas, and they all reported symptom benefits, but their bodies did suffer. So we know the formulas were helping symptomatically. It's like the symptoms shift, and then the tissues shift, and then the organs shift. And we only did it for 6 months. If we had done them 1 and 2 years, there's no telling what we would have come up with. And that's what we want to prove to our customers by you taking all 7 formulas.
Yeah. And a lot of our customers already know, and because they have been using our formulas for years. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we get reviews, and Carolyn will even share some tonight, people say, I've been doing this for years. I've been taking these formulas for years. I've been doing this for years. And they have been. It's like, I have had so many benefits. It's too numerous to mention in a review. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our customers have great health and already know. But here's something you may not know. You may be younger than you think. And that's one of the cool things about learning about the reset studies. When you really see how it affects your epigenetic factors and you see how it affects your cells, then you can kind of start to guess, well, gee, I probably am a little bit younger than I think I am too. And that's pretty cool.
Awesome. Okay, so that's the mini rant. Now we have 2 blogs to look at today, and they're both at drcarolyndean.com. And as I said, when you go into the Dr. Carolyn Dean website, you'll see the Maui Reset Study, but you just scroll down on the home page to find the blogs. And the first one is Cardio Comeback, the Minerals Your Heart Needs Before You Hit the Pavement. And then we were talking about exercise and the heart, where, you know, we're coming in, well, we're passing through the summer, and everybody's out doing some sort of exercise, or hopefully they are. But what's interesting and what's coming up in social media is people aren't, as we say, glorifying punishing workouts and the no pain, no gain mentality. There's something called Zone 2 training, comfortable conversational paced exercise. That's my morning walk. And that's become mainstream. Japanese walking method, apparently they're talking about that, alternating intervals of brisk and then easy walking. I call it intermittent walking, what I do, because I'll stop and talk to friends along the path and then trot off. So the point of the blog, though, is like most of these blogs, is to point out the need for minerals in anything you do. Part of the problem with intense exercise is the loss of minerals that you may be replacing with a salt and sugar electrolyte drink. You really have to look at those labels. And a lot of the energy drinks now have caffeine, and that pushes your adrenals and your heart, and it doesn't help recovery. So what your body wants is magnesium and multiple minerals. And you can have those in our Remag and Remite. Put them in your water bottle along with a big scoop of vitamin C reset powder for the delicious berry flavor. And there's your electrolyte. And also a 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt in each 1/4 liter of water. So the minerals are responsible for muscle and nerve action. But the vitamin C is going to help build healthy collagen to keep your artery walls and your tendons and ligaments strong. If you look up arterial walls, tendons, and ligaments, a certain percentage, I mean, is it 30%, is collagen. Collagen is 30% of the total protein of the body. So what makes collagen is vitamin C pushing 3 amino acids in their right conformation. So in the blog, I go into how the minerals work, how they're needed for people on the current keto and paleo diets, because you're not eating enough vegetables. And there's a lot of good information in the blog, as I said, at drcarolyndean.com. And you can send people there. I don't know if we can send out the blogs to people, but you can send people to the blog. And then the second blog, that's a lot of fun. It's my, let me find that. It's my diary. What happened when the Maui Reset Study came to fruition, I was telling the team that I've been working on this type of format for 50 years. Because I remember in med school writing about the things that I wrote about in Death by Modern Medicine. I've been banging this drum for a long time. So they said, well, gosh, you know, give us your diaries and tell us. So last week, we announced that the diaries would be coming out on Tuesdays. So last Tuesday was the first diary. And I mean, it's about me growing up in confection and sugar. I had a lot of sugar when I was a kid. That's where I got my yeast overgrowth. So I had to overcome that. And that's where, luckily, I didn't gain weight or develop acne. So I got through it. But I love reading through my own diary. It's kind of fun. I have a history of my grandmother was a nurse and a homeopath. My mother was a nurse. And when I went back home, and after running away, but that's in blog two, I told my folks that I just got accepted into medical school. I didn't tell them I applied or anything. They thought I was doomed because I quit after 1 year of university. I did BA secretarial science. So I got my typing in shorthand, which really helped in med school. So when I told my dad that I was going to be a doctor, he just, you know, clutched onto the side of the kitchen table and told us the story that he had wanted to be a doctor. He was entered into Harvard Medical School when, and this was what they did, the people in Boston back in the day, they entered their kids. So from high school, he would go into Harvard Medical School, apparently. And his father, a genius inventor and photo engraver, developed lead and mercury poisoning. So they were told there was no cure, but he would have to sweat it out. And so they went to Newfoundland for him to sweat it out in the backwoods. So my dad got taken out of his life dream. And then me, the wayward child who'd run away from home, came home and was going to be a doctor. So it's a pretty cool story. So with a homeopathic grandmother, homeopathy in my genes, I couldn't do anything but alternative medicine, could I? So that's the first blog, and I'll talk about next week's blog next week. So Ginny, I'll see if there's any questions or comments before I just go into the questions and comments we've gotten this week.
Okay, I don't have any. I'm looking down here. I don't see anything, questions on your blog presentations, but let me tell you, I do have a few questions in general. Would you like to take them now?
Sure.
Okay. I'm wondering, this is from our good friend Deb. I'm wondering if I can take the shake mix, I think that's the restructure, along with all the other products. I'm already taking Remag, Remite. I've ordered some of the other supplements. I would like to do the longevity study after finishing my Candida cleanse as per Happy Sperling's recommendation. So there's the question.
Well, the restructure, it's a protein powder. It's organic whey from New Zealand, pea protein and rice protein. And it has essential fatty acids. It's got carbohydrates, protein, and fat. So it's a nice balance. We call it a meal replacement, although we're not allowed to use those words. But what is the question, Jenny? Can she take it with her other things?
Yes, I think she's taking it with the other products and with the Candida cleanse.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what Happy Sperling uses for Candida cleanse. We, of course, use a Flor Revive and Pico Silver. But the, yes, the Restructure is a, what is it? No lactose, low casein. So it's not going to give you carbohydrate, sugar molecules. It doesn't have the lactose milk sugar that can help promote candida. And I use it, and I, you know, I'm subject to yeast, and I don't have any problems with Restructure.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Here's a question from David. I'm getting off Green Pastures cod liver oil. I'm concerned as I begin the second daily capsule of omega-3 algae A and E. If this is too much vitamin E, what does vitamin E do for the body? I guess we need it.
Well, vitamin E, gosh, back in the back in the day, the Shute brothers, that's H-U-T-E brothers in Canada, were promoting vitamin E for the heart and for all kinds of antioxidant things. And, excuse me, and that research somehow got buried. It's still valid. Mm. So I've always known that vitamin E is important, but the amount in the omega-3 is not excessive. There's also vitamin A in omega-3. It's not excessive because there will be certain studies that say, well, you know, too much vitamin E, too much vitamin A is too much antioxidant. So you shouldn't go too high. Although there are research papers that talk about high dose vitamin A. So it, again, wild, wild west. But knowing all these things, I made sure that the amount of vitamin E and A and the forms were low dose and natural.
Very good. Outstanding. All right. Yeah. Sharon's got a question for you. I use all of your products and I believe in them 100%, but I do have a question regarding the vitamin C reset powder. I'm not a fan of natural flavors because it usually means maltodextrin. Carolyn, do you know if there's maltodextrin in vitamin C reset powder?
I'm pretty sure there's not, but that's something that we'll ask our chemist about.
I already sent in the question. So I've never heard that question asked before, and I don't think it's in there. We've gone through all kinds of testing and screening on that product, but I will get an answer for you. And then Sharon, you can just email questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S at drcarolindean.com, and mention that you asked this question tonight on the radio show, and they will respond with the answer. We'll probably have it in the morning. All right. Okay. Let's see what else. That question I can't really do. Okay. Let's see what else. I think we're probably, okay. I recently watched Tucker Carlson have Dr. Michael Nels on his podcast, and he explains how important lithium is for your health. What are your thoughts on lithium?
Well, you've explored that, Jenny. Why don't you take over?
I do know the work of Dr. Michael Nels, and he is a fan of lithium, specifically for the immune health of the hippocampus of the brain. And he's in Germany. He has access to a lot of information there. And he believes that 10 milligrams of lithium every day, which is a very low dose, very low, is very beneficial. And prior to that, in 2016, I started taking lithium partially as a result of Dr. Dean's looking at it and my looking at it. And we agreed it would be fine for me. And I've been taking it this whole time, and I've been taking the same amount, ironically, which is 10 milligrams. So I personally like it. And I will say that another thing he thinks it's a prophylactic for COVID, and I will say I did not get COVID for a really long time as I was using it. So I think it's very beneficial. I'm a big fan.
And the dosage of lithium used for bipolar or something is 300 milligrams. start with a low dose, typically 300 milligrams per day divided into two or three doses. So that's the lowest dose. So we're talking about, you know, a tiny, tiny amount. So it's, there's a word called hormesis. Hormesis is where a low dose of something can be effective on a certain level, and a high dose can be effective on a different level. So you've got a lot of these, well, natural substances and minerals that have this effect. Naloxone is similar. In the early chronic fatigue days, they were telling us that low dose naloxone would help block some of these symptoms people were having. But anyway, enough of that. Go ahead, Jenny.
Very good. Final question, and I'm going to try to say this word right. Carolyn, does Dr. D know anything about essential thrombophemia? Thrombocythemia. Yeah, you're right. Cythemia.
No. But I can look it up. Thrombocythemia is a disease in which your bone marrow makes too many platelets. Platelets are tiny blood cells that help with blood clotting. Having too many platelets makes it hard for your blood to clot normally. And this can cause too much clotting or not enough clotting. Wow. So no, I don't know. I know that platelets, there's something about platelets and vitamin C that you can look up. But no, I've never really had to research that, thrombocytopenia.
Oh, wow. Okay, very good. All right, excellent. Okay, that clears up all the questions, Carolyn. Let's press on.
5-star review on RNA Reset for Remag and Remite. So just to remind you, leave your reviews to help, well, support the channel. Is that what we are? It's to support the formulas and to let other people know of the benefits. We can't put disease claims there. The FDA will shoot us, but we have people who write in. Linda says, both of these products, Remag and Remite, have kept myself and my husband from getting sick for many years now. Like Jenny said, people are taking our formulas for years and years. 5-star review, again, Remag, Remite. Victor, who simply said, great product. Remag, Remite, love the product, been using it a long time, great results. Mary said about the vitamin C reset powder, it has a pleasant taste. I drink it the way it's been recommended in 33 ounces of water throughout the day. There's no digestive upset. It's a nice product. About Restructure, Patsy says, this product is competitively priced and it tastes very good. And Gail about Remag says, I've been using this magnesium formula for many years, and I feel it has been helpful in many ways. About Pico Silver, Jay said, excellent product. I use it all school year to keep myself healthy. I don't know if Jay's a teacher or student. So two questions, a question from Phyllis. She said, Dr. Dean spoke of a treat she makes with buckwheat last Monday. She listed the ingredients. I would like to know how it was cooked. So these were buckwheat muffins baked at 375 degrees for 30 minutes. So that was it. And then you know the drill. You take them out and you stick a pointed knife in and see if it comes back clean. If it's all wet and goopy, then you cook some more. Or bake some more. So that was, I'm doing buckwheat, 4 parts buckwheat, 2 parts Restructure, and then the the baking powder, baking soda, salt. I didn't put vanilla in. And then I throw in a bag of raisins, a bag of chocolate chips, and a couple cups of frozen blueberry, organic blueberries. Awesome. A customer is interested in Dr. Dean's opinion on red light therapy, wondering if she can bring it up next Monday's show. Well, it's interesting. After I had a bad fall, I had a really bad back spasm. And Ginny sent me a red light pad. And for me, it didn't help. So, I mean, that's my experience. I know people are all about the machines now. I mean, there's also, I think last week I was talking about the vagus nerve and how exercise, deep breathing, you know, all the natural things help our vagus nerve that runs, you know, down through most of our body parts. And there's a machine that they're saying, oh, this can help. We don't know. I mean, a lot of these things will work placebo-wise, but what Ginny says, and I'll bring her on to talk about how she used it for her dear dog who had a car accident, and I think it helped there. I think people are benefiting from some of these machines, but I tend not to have good luck with them. What do you think, Ginny?
Well, I definitely agree with you that you've got to have the magnesium. Okay, so you can't use it in lieu of magnesium. And the reason why is that the near infrared light and the red light are targeted specifically to mitochondria. And if you don't have magnesium at the mitochondrial level, you pour all the light in your body and you want, it's not going to do much. So the number one thing you've got to do is remineralize. And then the second thing is, I did have a dog that I believe absolutely was sustained by using a red light pad. And actually the one that I sent to Carolyn was a veterinary pad because it was where I was used to getting them from. And I knew that they had worked. One of the things I will say is that it was very good with her eyes. I put it along her spine and I think it charged her spine and her eyes were just brilliant and bright until the day that she transitioned. So I think you just have to find your way with these things. And like Carolyn says, not everything, some of it's gimmicky and it's not well constructed. So you really have to do your research. And, you know, then you just have to build your own experience with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much biohacking going on out there. And then you'll have the company do their research. And of course, they have their bias. And then you'll have the detractors do their research and they'll say it's no good. It's so hard to figure out what's true anymore, which again is why our study is so important, because we took the time to take 10 people, give them 7 of our formulas for 6 months and do the before and after. So we can be very clear exactly what we're doing. We never knew we were slowing people's aging. I mean, one person was 5.6 years, for Pete's sakes. So, will I move on?
Yes. Absolutely.
Pros and cons of supplements, drugs, and research. Now, this, I just got a hold of this morning, and it's our little buddy, Nick Norwich, MD, PhD, who's become a podcaster extraordinaire, and I won't say which side he's gone to, but he's saying, should everyone take GLP-1s, and what changed my mind? Now, I'm going to, I listened to it, but I'll take some notes and talk about it next week, but he said he's got no skin in the game, but he said he has a genetic predisposition for Alzheimer's. And he says the latest research on GLPs is that they help the brain. So he's kind of willing to ignore the muscle loss. He said, well, maybe not. Maybe it's not doing that. I mean, it's amazing how he's dancing around all the side effects of the GLPs and saying, well, he thinks he's just going to take a low dose for the rest of his life, hoping to protect his brain. And he's not even thinking about magnesium. And obviously he doesn't know about REMAG or picoionic minerals. And you wonder if these guys get a hold of our minerals, what's going to happen, you know? Anyway, so that's the latest on the GLPs is it's being promoted for everybody for whatever ails you. And it's just so frustrating because it affects the vagus nerve. It does so many things, and they're all excited that it does so many things, but are they all the things that you want done to your body? So I will jump right into our articles, Rachel. Jump past the hacks. The hack is to take our formulas, do the 7 Maui Reset formulas, and get it at a big discount. So the first article, this is Rhonda Patrick. She's another, she's a PhD nutritionist, I guess. I'll have to figure out what her PhD is in, but she does a lot of podcasting. And she's saying how to calculate your protein diet. Oh, and she's with Andrew Huberman, who's also all over the internet. So Patrick said that as we age, we lose muscle mass because I guess as you age, you digest protein poorly, she says. So because we digest it poorly, we have to eat more. She doesn't talk about how to improve your digestion, just you have to eat more. But, you know, part of the muscle mass problem as we get older is people don't move around as much. We don't exercise and put the necessary strain on our muscles to keep them strong and healthy. Now, that's not me. I mean, I'm walking 2 hours a day and, you know, dragging my 3-pound weight with me. Just doing resistance training on my arms and resistance training on my legs by walking. And if you feel unsteady, just get the little ski poles, get the walking sticks and walk with those, but keep moving. So basically the advice and requirements for protein intake is all over the map. I'm saying this. The RDA for protein, they say, is 46 grams per day for women and 56 grams for men. Other sources say it's 1 gram per kilogram. But for athletes and older people, it could be 1.2 to 1.6. And then the macro diet people recommend 100 grams of protein a day. So I searched and said, what does 100 grams of protein look like? And it would include 3 ounces of chicken breast, that's 25 grams. A cup of Greek yogurt, 20 grams. A cup of cooked lentils, 18 grams. An ounce of almonds, 6 grams. 2 eggs, 12 grams. And then top it off with protein powder in smoothies or shakes. And they're saying typically 20 or 30 grams per serving. And for me, that's way too much food. I eat far less than I used to because I'm getting my nutrient, minerals, and vitamins from my formulas. But am I missing out on protein? I don't think so. What if these older people, of which I'm one, just need more nutrients to metabolize the protein they do eat? In my 2017 edition of the Magnesium Miracle, I talked about the research being done on magnesium binding sites on protein. They had analyzed a quarter of the proteins in the body and found 3,751 magnesium sites. I asked Super Grok if that research had ever been completed, and apparently it has not. So we don't know the total number of magnesium sites. So magnesium and protein, big association. And then Super Grok said, magnesium is a core requirement for protein synthesis And they listed several mechanisms I won't go into. And in older adults fighting sarcopenia, that's muscle loss, simply eating more protein without addressing magnesium and mineral status is like providing building blocks without a functional construction crew. Optimal magnesium ensures the protein you consume actually gets turned into functional muscle tissue. Several other vitamins and minerals are also necessary. So I looked them up. There's proteases. Those are protein enzymes that break down proteins into amino acids. They require magnesium. Then you need several B vitamins found in our Realign. Vitamin B6 is essential for amino acid metabolism and protein synthesis. B12 for red blood cell formation and protein metabolism. Folate, which is B9, aids in DNA synthesis and repair, crucial for protein synthesis. Zinc supports enzyme function and protein digestion and metabolism. And that's in our Remite and Pico Zinc Plus. Pico Zinc Plus, the plus is copper. And of course, magnesium itself, which is our REMAG, is involved in 600 to 800 biochemical reactions, including protein synthesis. So our formulas are helping you digest your protein and getting the best out of it. And we also have our own protein powder restructure. Now it's 12 grams per serving, but customers tell us that it feels like much more protein than 12 grams. So be wary of researchers and experts who talk about protein without mentioning the nutrients that are involved in actual protein digestion. They tend to focus on the one micro or macronutrient at a time, and that's not how the body works. And I'll do another article and then go to Ginny for questions. So TUDCA, capital T, capital U, capital D, capital C, capital A. And this is Nick Norwich again, talking about this being the ultimate driver of clean arteries. So this is taurodeoxycholic acid. It's a bile acid, and it's known for its cell protective properties. And the taro part is taurine. And this TUDCA may help reduce inflammation and oxidative stress in heart tissues. And magnesium does that, and taurine does that. My mom had gallbladder problems. She finally had it out, and she was embarrassed by her burping and belching. And I thought I was headed in that direction, but I think my Realign, which is the methylated and food-based these, along with taurine and methionine, fixed any gallbladder bile problems I was developing. And then Nick says TUDCA has been studied for its potential to improve heart function in certain diseases. Yeah, that's a taurine function. And it can support mitochondrial health, which is crucial for energy production. And that's our magnesium and B vitamins and coppers in there, too, zinc too. And some research suggests that TUDCA may aid in preventing heart failure and improving overall cardiovascular health. So, you know, they talk about may improve. The mays mean it's still animal research, usually. And when TUDCA is synthesized in the lab, they talk about using GMO microorganisms to convert chicken bile. So please just use Realign and Remag and make your own TUDCA. So let's go to Ginny and see what she's gathered.
I get so excited when we find a new realization about a product like Realign and having the taurine in it, which I always, you know, have been excited about for years, but that's very fun. Also, David said a very good point on the Ron DePatrick segment, because he says, I eat a lot less than I used to because I no longer have uncontrolled eating since I am remineralized. So very good. Lots of agreement from the peanut gallery there. And also, Susanna is asking, does the reverse aging become cumulative? So if you lost 3 years in 6 months, would you lose 6 years in 1 year?
Yes, that's something that the Cosmos study people are saying. This was the Centrum Silver. They did 1,000 people over 2 years and had 4 months of slowed aging. They say, oh yeah, it's cumulative. You know, the more you do, the more you do. So I would think that that would be true. I'm thinking of the customer who told us she had her test done. I don't know where, but she said her doctor said her aging had been slowed 17.6 years. So yeah, I think it's cumulative.
Very cool. Excellent. All right. That's good news. Susanna also said, I also eat much less than I used to due to my mineralization. I'm just not as hungry anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a common comment. Okay. Yeah. Next, what would you like to do, Carolyn?
More studies.
Okay.
This is a very exciting one, Ginny. I'm sure. No, you won't like this. How long poop stays in your body?
No.
Take yourself off the screen.
Goodbye. So,
bye. Now this is kind of crazy. The amount of time stool stays inside your body strongly influences your gut bacteria, short chain fatty acid production, inflammation levels, and metabolic health. So this is kind of cool. So anyway, researchers found that the slower your transit time changes the bacteria in your gut away from fermenting carbohydrates and starts fermenting protein. And that's not so good because the protein waste products are very irritating. There's ammonia, hydrogen sulfide, that's the sulfur smelling gas. And they didn't talk about this in the paper, but I know these compounds have very descriptive names. One is putrescine and the other is cadaverine. So you can only imagine. Anyway, people with slower transit times and poor blood sugar control after meals have higher visceral fat levels and less favorable metabolic markers. High-fat diets slow intestinal movement and create a gut environment linked to constipation, poor energy production, and bacterial imbalance. Now, I don't know. I don't think the keto carnivore people would like that because they promote a high-fat diet. So I don't know if that means a high-fat, like, fried food diet or not. And then stool texture acts like a daily gut health report card, improving your movement, your hydration, eating foods that are easier to digest, helps restore healthier bowel transit, and gives you a more balanced microbiome. Okay, so that's enough of that. What I find interesting about today's nutrition research is that they're finally catching up with what we studied 50 years ago in naturopathic school about a high fiber diet and Dennis Burkitt's work, B-U-R-K-I-T-T. So now they're circling back and studying the fiber and stool. So that's happening, and they're finding out about these carbohydrate fermentation versus protein fermentation. Cool beans. And at the same time, in our schizophrenic, quadrophrenic, and clickbait landscape, you have biohackers who are saying that we don't even need fiber and it can actually make constipation worse. So what's the takeaway? To know your transit time, eat some corn or a plate of cooked beets and track how long it takes the food to go from your mouth to the toilet bowl. And you'll find sources saying that the optimum transit time is 1 to 3 days. They'll say that 24 to 72 hours. That's too long. I say 24 to 28 hours. And the longer protein hangs out in the intestine, the more fermentation and putrefaction occurs. And what's interesting, and this we didn't know 50 years ago, the toxins being created can break down the protective mucus layer of your gut lining. And it can also interfere with normal and necessary carbohydrate fermentation that produces short-chain fatty acids. If the carbs and short-chain fatty acids stay in the gut too long, the beneficial compounds such as acetate, propionate, and butyrate are lost. And there are butyrate supplements that people can get. But if you improve your transit time, you'll make your own butyrate. So these beneficial compounds serve as fuel for intestinal cells and help maintain the environment that put that healthy gut bacteria require. So when these compounds are depleted, the butyrates, the colon becomes more favorable to bacteria associated with protein breakdown and constipation. Lack of water, lack of exercise, lack of fiber contribute to constipation and a longer transit time. And these findings explain why microbiome research often produces conflicting results, because researchers fail to account for transit time differences between participants. Two people eating similar diets could produce very different microbiome profiles simply because food and waste move through their bodies at different rates. So it's pretty cool. It shows the complexity and how when someone draws a conclusion based on such and such, it may not be true and it can't be replicated. And that's what we're seeing in most medical and also nutrition research is the inability to replicate findings. Now, let me do this next one. I don't think it's long. Garlic has no business being this interesting, a longevity story. And I think this is Nick Norwich again. Yeah, he has these kind of clickbait, clickbait headlines. So if you've been listening, longevity is the new buzzword all over natural health, internet, and social media. So here's the scoop on how to read the overwhelming amount of research you'll be seeing about anti-aging. In the past couple of years, epigenetic methylation testing has given us a measurement of longevity. It's the testing Julie and I used in the Maui Reset study. The lab we used is True Diagnostic. It tests over 800,000 methylation sites in the body. We looked at general age markers and organ age markers. And I've talked about the overall biological age of the many of our participants dropping by an average of 4 years. So apparently, using this testing, a new study reports that a compound found in aged garlic extract may protect both the brain and muscle from age-related decline. But then when you look at the paper, it's an 8-month study on mice with all the metabolic pathways defined, all the bells and whistles, but it's mice. Apparently, it increases NAD levels in the brain, which magnesium does. It improves physical activity, which magnesium does. It even extends lifespan by 10% in mice. Basically, we all know garlic is one of the good guys, but I'll stick with our RNA reset formulas and keep eating garlic in my macadamia nut pate and salad dressing. So let's go to Ginny and see if we have questions before we have to wrap up.
Okay. Well, David Stevenson loved the transit information and said that this is very good information. And now that he is on all the formulas, his IBS-C is so much improved. Mm-hmm. So he's very pleased. And Nancy said that it bothers her when people say that colon function and waste is uncomfortable to discuss. It's so important. And she likes hearing reminders about the natural body function. Efficiency is necessary. So those are your comments on those two segments, Carolyn. Awesome. Yeah, and I think we're caught up.
Well, there is another study if you want me to do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okie doke. This is poor Nick again. I get a lot of mileage out of this kid. He says, don't take omega-3s until you know this. So again, clickbait. Oh my gosh, what's wrong with omega-3s? But I think he, toward the end, he started recommending a particular omega-3. So he's now an advocate for, he gives codes for certain products. So he's well down the rabbit hole. But this was an interview with a neurophysiologist talking about the paradox of eating fish that lowers the risk of Alzheimer's, but research on taking omega-3 supplements is disappointing. Because, you know, you eat fish and, okay, Alzheimer's lower just in surveys. So they test out, well, what is it about fish? Oh, it must be the omega-3s. Oh, it didn't turn out. But that's them studying one little part of the fish. And what they said, well, actually, it's because people are starting taking omega-3s too late in their lives. And he recommends a 30-year trial using high-end DHA supplements. And he says you can't compare supplements and whole fish since fish have other nutrients like selenium, which is neuroprotective. Oh, so they went into the benefits of omega-3s, which they're building block for hormones, anti-inflammatory. DHA makes up 40% of the unsaturated fatty acid content of the brain. Without DHA, there's no functional brain. Our omega-3 has DHA and EPA. Now, they both said they were genetically at risk for Alzheimer's, and that's why they're into high omega-3. So they're, you know, that's their bias. So they're pushing high dose DHA, but they didn't look at the other nutrients that play a role in how omega-3 works, which is what we're all about. Because you need vitamin D to support the metabolism of omega-3. Vitamin E protects omega-3 from oxidation. Magnesium aids in the enzymatic processes involved in omega-3 metabolism. Zinc is essential for the synthesis of enzymes that metabolize fatty acids. The B vitamins, particularly B6 and B12, help in the conversion of omega-3s into usable forms. And saturated fats in general can enhance the absorption of omega-3s when consumed together. We put our A and E in with our omega-3s, so they all work together. And then Nick shared that he's a horrible sleeper. And so that means he has magnesium deficiency. And I think with his, he has a bad history of irritable bowel disease, no, inflammatory bowel disease, horrible. So he was probably on a ton of antibiotics and probably cortisone. So he probably has yeast overgrowth. So he needs Remag and Flora Revive and Pico Silver, but he's just branching off into all these other things. So there was more on that study, and people can see the slide there if you want to look it up and know more. But it's interesting how they have their bias. And about the supplements, they treat them like drugs. Oh, yeah, just take a lot of it. And they never look at the associated nutrients. And we did it, Jenny. I finished all the articles.
Yay. That's a first for the last couple of weeks. But that's okay. We don't mind. Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Dr. Dean. Okay, now. Elma, our wonderful person from Kuwait, who's up at 3 a.m. just to watch the show, she does it all the time, says, thank you so much. This is good information. I learned how to take care of myself. Thank you, Dr. Dean. So I love Elma. And she sent you little hearts. Let me see. My heart machine isn't working tonight for some reason. But yeah. There you go. There you go. I don't know why mine isn't working, but it isn't. So, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Let me just remind you, drcarolyndean.com is where the party is at. I'm telling you, Dr. Dean is jamming over there, 2 blogs a week, sending out information, talking to everybody, subscribing affiliates. She's on top of her game, and she is ready to make sure everybody lives as long as possible using those 7 formulas. So please visit drcarolyndean.com and learn as much as you can about it, and be sure to recommend it to your friends and family. RNAreset.com is where you're going to eventually go to get the formulas. And everybody, I think, knows that by now. And that's where you can make those purchases and others. Don't forget, our gift subscription is on there. So when you go to send it to a friend or family member, if you'd like, you can definitely put in there, this is a gift for. And then, of course, the other thing is PicoPets.com. By implication, you can lessen your dog's life. And I think that's exactly what happened with my dog, who was hit by a car when she was 8, lived till she was 14 and a half, should have died in the middle of the street. Victorious. And I just, I celebrate her all the time. She was definitely a fighter. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will be back next week. Carolyn, anything else you'd like to say?
Just thank you, thank you, thank you. And yes, let's work together on making sure everybody gets on these formulas.
Everybody, everybody. Yep. Okay, I'm going to try my hearts again. Did they work? No, I don't know why. All right. Dr. Dean's heart's always going to work. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.